From my physical sight. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we welcome you into the silsila Blessings of Hadith of Madani channel. As usual, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss few ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and shed some light on those ahadith which we are going to discuss. Hadith number 123 of Mishkat Sharif. وعن البراء ابن عازب الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يأتيه ملكان فيجلسانه فيقولان له من ربك فيقول ربي الله فيقولان له ما دينك فيقول ديني الإسلام فيقولان ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم فيقول هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقولان له وما يدريك فيقول قرأت كتاب الله فآمنت به وصدقت فذلك قوله يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت الآية قال فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَن صَدَقَ عَبْدِي فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَيُفْتَحُ قَالَ فَيَأْتِيهِ مِن رَّوْحِهَا وَطِيبِهَا وَيَفْسَحُ لَهُ فِيهَا مَدَّ بَصَرِهِ فَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُ فَذَكَرَ مَوْتَهُ قَالَ وَيُعَادُ روحه في جسده ويأتيه ملكان فيجلسانه فيقولان من ربك فيقول ها ها لا أدري فيقولان ما دينك فيقول ها ها لا أدري فيقولان ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم فيقول ها ها لا أدري فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَن كَذَبَ فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى النَّارِ قَالَ فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ حَرِّهَا وَسَمُومِهَا قَالَ وَيُضَيَّقُ عَلَيْهِ قَبْرُهُ حَتَّى تَخْتَلِفَ فِيهِ أَضْلَاعُهُ ثُمَّ يُقَيَّدُ لَهُ أَعْمَى أسم معه مزربة من حديد لو ضرب بها جبل لصار ترابا فيضربه بها ضربة يسمعها ما بين المشرق والمغرب إلا الثقلين فيصير ترابا ثم يعاد فيه الروح رواه أحمد وأبو داود This is quite long hadith, but inshallah Azza wa Jal we will learn many beautiful Madani flowers from this hadith mubarakah. First translation and then the commentary. This hadith is reported from Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that two angels come to the deceased person and they make him sit up. Then they say to him, "Who is your Rabb? Who is your Lord?" He says, "My Lord is Allah." Then they ask him, "What is your religion?" They say, "My religion is Islam." Then they say, "Who is this person? Who is this personality who was sent amongst you?" He says, "He is the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Angels ask him, "How did you know?" He replies, "I read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, I believed in it, and I testified it." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the tafsir of the ayat of Quran Kareem. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ amanu bil قَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ الْآيَةِ. So the reference is given to the ayat of Quran Kareem from which the question and answer and adab of qabr is proven. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a caller calls from the skies or from the heavens that my bondsman is truthful. Therefore, a bed should be put for him from Jannat. And he should be given a dress from Jannat to wear. And open a door from the side of Jannat. Then a door is opened up. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the beautiful air of Jannat reaches him and the beautiful fragrance of Jannat reaches him. And his qabr is widened up to where the eyes can see. And as far as the kafir is concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about his death. And he said, his soul is returned back to his body and two angels come to him. They make him sit up and they say to him, "Who's your Lord?" He says, "Alas, alas, I don't know." And then they ask him, "What is your religion?" His reply is the same. "Alas, alas, I don't know. Ah, ah, I don't know." Then they say to him, "Who is this person who was sent amongst you?" He says, "Hi, hi, I don't know." Then a caller calls from the heavens and he says, "This man is a liar. Therefore, a bed from the hellfire should be put for him. A dress from Jahannam should be given him to wear. And a door from Jahannam, door from hell should be opened for him. The heat and the hot wind of Jahannam comes in his grave." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that his qabr is narrowed till his bones from the sides are interlocked with each other. Then blind and deaf angels are appointed and they hit him with the hammers. And those hammers are so powerful that if a mountain is hit with that hammer by those angels, the mountain will become sand. And the punishment which is given to the kafir with those hammers, except humans and jinns, every other creation is able to hear. And then this kafir, this disbeliever, he becomes sand after he's being punished. Then ruh is put back to him again. So this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad and Imam Abu Dawud. Now keep in mind that in this hadith mubarakah it is mentioned that angels come and they make the person sit up. He's in the lying position and they make him sit up. Sometime person is standing and you make him sit down. That sitting is called qu'ud, from standing to sitting. And sometime person is lying, and from lying you make him sit. That is called julus. So here, fayujlisanihi, it means that person is lying in his grave and they make him sit up. So here the word is used in its haqiqi, in its original meaning. And this making the person sit up is not physical. It is something which cannot be felt. Sometime maybe a disbeliever's body is lying in a mortuary and hisab kitab has taken place and he is being made sit up and question and answer has been taken place and he is being punished. But we cannot sense that, because that sense has been taken away from us. Like, for example, if a person who is dreaming about something very disturbing and he is in pain, or he is in fear, or he is in difficulty, and we might be sitting next to him, but we cannot see and we cannot realize what he is experiencing. So this is an example for us to understand that punishment which is given to the person in the grave is not something which can be felt or seen or known or noticed by our senses. That is beyond our senses. But sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows some signs so we can learn the lesson. But in general situations, we are unable to see that punishment. And then we see in this hadith mubarakah, there are questions. There are three questions, and all these questions are in Arabic language. Now, people speak so many different languages. Why the questions are not asked in their languages? Why all the questions to everyone are asked in Arabic? The reason is that when person dies, everyone knows Arabic language automatically. This language is made ilqa. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the knowledge of Arabic language to each and every person. But this does not mean that the person forgets the language which he used to speak. He would know that language. For example, if somebody's language is English, so in the qabr he would still know English, and on top of that he would know Arabic. If person's language is Urdu, he would still know Urdu, but he would also know Arabic. So whichever language you speak in the dunya, you would not forget that language. That is the reason when people come and they talk to you, your family come, you would be able to hear them, you will be able to understand them. Although you cannot communicate the way, you know, we communicate when we are living physically, but the language remains. And as far as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows all the languages that are spoken in this dunya. Not just the languages of humans, but also the language of trees and birds and wood and stones and fish, wherever there is any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whichever mode of communication they have with each other, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of those languages, because each and every creation they communicate with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then in this hadith mubarakah we learn that angels ask another question, and it seems that this is a fourth question. And we were always hearing that there are three questions, not four questions. Here the angels ask, Rama Yudrika, how did you know that you have answered all these three questions? How did you know? Actually, ulama ikram have said that this is not really the question of the test of the grave. This is the question of joy and happiness, because the angels are also happy with you because of your success. And now they sharing their feelings with you, or they want to know that at this difficult and delicate time, how did you come right? Because this was a very hard test. It was a very difficult examination. And you passed that test. So with that amazement, they ask this question. And this is just to know or to share their happiness. So this is not actually part of the exam of the grave. And then person says that I know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because I read Quran, and I believed in Quran, and I endorsed Quran. It could mean that he learned Quran directly. Maybe he was a scholar, or maybe he learned Quran via scholars, via ulama ikram, by listening to their bayans, reading their articles or their books, asking them, questioning them. So this means that whether the person is alim or he is not alim, both will recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Quran. Because an alim-e-deen will learn directly from Quran because he has been blessed with the knowledge. And an ordinary person will learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Quran indirectly, mean via ulama ikram, via their explanations. Therefore, it is important that for non-ulama to understand Quran via ulama ikram, read the commentary of authentic ulama ikram, so you have the proper and authentic understanding of Quran-e-Kareem. And we also learn that the recognition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is based on the spiritual connection which a person has with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or he did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it makes no difference. As long as he believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loves him, he is spiritually connected with him, with the relationship of iman, he is connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would be able to recognize. And also we learn from this hadith mubarakah that sometimes person learns Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sometimes person learns about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Quran. So in other words, Quran is the recognition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the recognition of Quran Kareem. So you want to know about Quran? See the character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the reason when Sahaba Ikram asked Ummul Mumineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, tell us about the character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She replied, Kana khulukuhul Quran. His character was Quran. In other words, he was living Quran. He was practical Quran. He was embodiment of Quran Kareem. And then we learn from this hadith mubarakah that when person gives the correct answers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this person, Sadaqa Abdi, my slave, my bondsman has said the truth. And this is the most beautiful news that he gets in the grave, that my Allah has called me my Abd. May Allah has called me my slave, my bondsman. So this is actually the news that every believer wants to hear. And we have learned in other ahadith that there are other different type of ahadith as well, and the good news and glad tidings as well. As they say, you know, sleep like a bride. Like nobody will wake you up and disturb you from your sleep, except on the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order and you will get up from your beautiful sleep from the grave. And we learn from this hadith mubarakah that a disbeliever would be in severe difficulty. Now he has died, so his life has ended, all his luxuries, his comforts, his dunya was paradise for him. That has finished. He has died with a lot of difficulties because there's a lot of pain for the disbelievers. And then he has the sorrow in his heart of leaving the dunya. And then the punishment of angels, then the punishment in the future which is waiting for him and ready for him. And believer is free from all of these. Because he gets the good news and the bed from the Jannat is ordered and the door is open from the Jannat for him, and he gets the beautiful, comfortable air from the Jannat and the fragrance from the Jannat, and also fruits and also many other ne'mats from Jannat that he gets. So therefore all these difficulties are for the kafir, not for the believer. And we learn from this hadith mubarakah that when angels ask that disbeliever about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is his answer? He says, alas, alas, I don't know. So we learn from this part of the hadith that those who have not connected with Rasulullah sallallahu, they have not connected themselves with Rasulullah sallallahu as slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu, as obedient ummatis of the beloved Nabi sallallahu and the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu. It doesn't matter how strongly they believe they are muwahhid or they believe in the oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be in difficulty. Because the tawheed, which is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is that tawheed which is learnt from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which there is respect of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the tawheed of shaitan. Shaitan is not a mushrik. Shaitan is not idol worshipper. Shaitan never worshipped anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did he do? He insulted the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He insulted Khalifatullah. And for that reason, he was rejected from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, one should regard himself as an insignificant slave of the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alaihim ajma'in used to do. Once Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he came back and he was reporting his journey, and he said, I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was his servant and I was his slave. So these are the standards which sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alaihim ajma'in have set. And we learn from this hadith mubarakah that even a kafir, a disbeliever, gets the opportunity to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the qabr. But it is no use for him, because he is unable to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the recognition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the qabr is based on the basirat, not on basarat. Basarat is the physical eyes, and basirat is the eyes of the heart. So therefore, because a disbeliever does not have the eyes of the heart, mean he did not spiritually and with the reference of belief and iman he connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore he is blind. Since he is blind, he is unable to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a believer would be the lucky one. As soon as he, even though a believer was not sahabi, even though he did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his physical eyes, maybe he never dreamed about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he will have the recognition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of his faith, because of his iman. And from this hadith mubarakah we learn that those people who call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is a normal human being, Bashar, he is like a big brother, if that is iman, if that is truly the iman, then they could have said that well, he is an ordinary man, he is like my big brother. They would actually forget everything, because kafir would forget their religion. I mean, in this dunya, they used to claim that they believe in this system or they believe in that system or they believe in this philosophy or they believe in that philosophy, but there they have forgotten everything. Because when the question is asked, they say, La Adri, I don't know. Why they don't know? They don't know because all the false systems and philosophies and religions are based on two things. One is the ideas of shaitan. Secondly, following the nafs. Now, as soon as the death comes, shaitan leaves the person. He says, now, I'm not your responsible. I don't take responsibility of your corrupt beliefs and your bad deeds. Go and suffer yourself. And the nafs dies as soon as the death comes. So both the bases of kufr are finished. So he forgets. He doesn't even know in which system he believed and what he believed. Therefore he forgets everything. But believer is the one whose foundations are strong. Therefore he will never forget anything. He believed in Allah, he'll say, yes, Rabbi Allah. He believed in the true religion of Islam, he'll say, yes, Deeni al-Islam, my deen is Islam. He connected himself with the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the Imam of all the prophets, the leader of all the prophets, our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with respect, with reverence, with love, with spirituality and with iman. Therefore, he will be able to recognize and pass the test. And then his qabr is prepared, he is given the beautiful bed from the Jannat to rest, and his grave is widened up to where the eyes can see. So wonderful. He'll have a beautiful rest, and that rest would not be a sleep which makes the person careless. Because if he's careless, when would he enjoy the fragrance of Jannat? When would he enjoy the fruits of Jannat? So he can only enjoy the fruits of Jannat and the fragrance of Jannat if he is aware of that. So he'll be resting, he'll be having a good sleep, but not a sleep of carelessness. That's another wonderful bounty and in'am which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon him. And as far as the grave of the kafir is concerned, filled with the fire, snakes and scorpions, it's very difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that condition and save our iman so we may die with iman and have recognition of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we are in the grave. Now, in the end of the hadith, it says that there are angels who are blind and deaf. They will hit the person with hammers. So what it means that they are blind and they are deaf? It means that they don't feel pity. They don't feel sorry. They don't consider person's screamings and condition and situation because they are appointed to punish and they will punish. You can cry how much you want to cry, beg how much you want to beg for mercy or whatever. They are as if blind and deaf. So they don't see and they don't hear. They're not blind and deaf physically because that's a defect. And angels are free from defect. So therefore, Muhaddithin Ikram have said it means that they would not listen to the screams and to the cries of that person who is being punished. And they will hit him. And each time they hit him, he'll die. As in the dunya, if person is hit with something very heavy, he dies. So they will hit him with those hammers and he will die. And he'll perish and he'll become sand. And then the ruh would be put back into his body and then they are the kuffar are punished again. So that would continue till the day of Qiyamah is established. So it's a very painful and very severe punishment for the kafir right from the grave. There's another hadith mubarakah which is reported from Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that whenever he used to stand at the grave, he used to cry so much that his beard would get wet with his tears. He was questioned that when you hear about the Jannat and Jahannam, you don't cry so much, but why you cry so much when you at the grave? He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that qabr is the first stage of the stages of akhirah. The one who became successful in the qabr, the other stages which are coming after that, he'll be successful in those stages as well. And if someone did not become successful here, he did not get salvation here, then the stages which are coming afterward would be more difficult than the stage of the qabr. And he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that I've not seen anything or any scene or any happening which is more fearful than the state of the qabr. This has been reported by Tirmizi and by Ibn Majah and other muhaddithin. Now in this hadith mubarakah we learn that Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to come to grave, he used to cry a lot. Why he used to cry a lot? It's not because he was uncertain about his situation. In fact, he was given the glad tidings of Jannah by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, there was no doubt in his mind as far as his being Jannati is concerned. But as being mahfuz, protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was his relationship with his Lord, that he feared the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the khufiya tadbir and the hidden plans of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the beauty of the slaves of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So now he being mahfuz, protected from sins, and he was given the good news of Jannah, he was so fearful. And what should be our condition? We should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot more. But unfortunately, our condition is not such. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that feeling so we can fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day and every night and all the time, so we may become successful in the grave. And if our first stage is successful, then inshallah azza wa jal, the other stages would be successful as well. So in this hadith mubarakah, we sum up that Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person goes in the grave and the questions are asked and he gives the correct answers, he became successful. In other words, then the matters of Akhirah, as far as the hisab and accountability and all that is concerned, and passing the bridge of Sirat is concerned, all that will become easy. So we should fear our grave. We don't know what is going to be the condition. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that when a kafir dies, there are 99 pythons that are appointed to punish him. They're full of poison. They bite his flesh. They insert their poison into his body. And they are so poisonous, so dangerous that if any of those pythons blows on the ground, not bite on the ground, just blow on the ground, grass will never grow on the ground, on the earth. The ulama-i-kiram have said that the reason for grass not to grow is because the whole earth will burn and the sand will be baked and become like stone. Like you bake the bricks in the oven and then you cannot grow any grass on that piece of brick. So this would be the condition that with the heat and the poison of the pythons of Qabr, the whole ground will become a solid piece of a brick maybe or stone, and the grass will never grow on that. Who is able to bear that poison and that pain and that punishment? Therefore, we must always be very fearful. And this is what is being taught in the mahal, in the environment of Dawat Islami, the fear of grave. It's not manufactured in the mahal of Dawat Islami only, because this is what is being mentioned in the ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is what is being brought practically amongst the Muslims, because Muslims forgot about those things. They became hopeful only and left the part of the fear. So we should have hope and also have the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in touch with this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaken us about the issues of grave and the akhirah. May we start preparing. Allah karam aisa kare, tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawat Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. You are alive by Allah, by Allah you are alive. Oh, you who's here in the way from